This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey, everyone, and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and today we're going to talk about some of the best books for summer reading. With me on the line is Meredith Curtis. This is podcast 207, and you can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Welcome, Meredith.
Hi, Felice. I'm so excited because my favorite thing to do in the summer, when school is done with the kids, is to head to the beach, lay in the sun, and pick up a book and read until I fall asleep in the sun.
I can't imagine, as blonde as you are, that you would sit in the sun. I hope you're under an umbrella with lots of suntan lotion on. Oh, gosh. Annie and I are planning a beach day so we can go read. And we know, and for those of you that are thinking beaches, when you live in Florida, like both Meredith and I do, we're at opposite ends of the coast, but you know the beaches that are least traveled, and in the summer is actually our slow time because it's so sweltering hot, and you'd only have to be a Floridian to actually brave the beaches. We're both transplants, but, well, I am anyway, But Meredith, you have a website and you podcast at Finish Well Podcast, and that is on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network as well. Share with us some of your websites so people can come find you and learn more about what you do.
Okay. First of all, my radio show is Finish Well Radio, and I'm so excited about our next show, which is about Life Began in the Garden, and it talks about how the Garden of Eden relates to us today. And so I think you'll really like it. And then my website is MeredithCurtis.com. And my books, where you can purchase my books, is called PowerlineProd.com. And that's where you can, you know, find all my Bible studies and cookbooks and curriculum and things like that. Now, because we're talking about books, I want to tell you about my book lists. And those are on jshomeschooling.com, and you just have to look on the front page and you'll see a link to that, to those pages, or you can kind of scroll through. We're in the process of redoing the website, so it's going to be a little different depending on when you listen to this show, but if you see something that says books and then you look under, it's a reading list, or if it's the old website, we haven't changed yet, you look under homeschooling and you'll see the drop down, it will say reading list. But those reading lists are free for you to download, and I run into people who haven't met me and they're like, oh, I downloaded reading lists from the website. And many people will just download them. You know, there might be the middle school ones and say, okay, read whatever you want from this list and check it off when you're done, or in elementary. So they've really been probably the most popular thing on all of our websites, except for a few of our books, but they really have been a blessing. So please, please, please go to JS Homeschooling, look for the reading list page, and you can download any that you want, and I hope they'll be a blessing.
That's great, and I'll have some links as well. And we've done another podcast where we talked about some of our favorite books, but we did them in categories, so I will put those links as well. It's on vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, podcast 207, best books for summer reading. And I didn't look at the website before we planned the show, so I know we probably have a very similar one, but we always talk about different things when we share about, you know, some of our favorite topics. And also I want to tell you about my company, and that's Media Angels, and I have a membership site now, so go to MediaAngelsMembership.com, and you can find some of your, you know, maybe on your wish list, books of mine that you've wanted, and for, you know, a combination price. Now, those are digital. I still have print books if you want Those you'd have to, we're in, actually in the process of putting a section on the membership site with a list of, you know, printed books if you want those. So we're in, as we talk, hopefully by the time you listen to this podcast, those things are up. And again, we'll have links on the show notes page. So Meredith, we're going to talk about some of our, you know, favorite books, but also I was going to talk more about, you know, the importance of certain things that we know, and actually there's a lady out there who does a podcast on read alouds, which I always think is, you know, so amazing that, you know, so many people are like, oh, I never thought of it. Well, obviously you're not a homeschooler, because that's one of the first things we do as homeschool families is we love to read to our kids. And even as our kids get older, they like us to read, you know, stuff to them. So, you know, that's like an important part of a homeschool family. And I know, like, at different times of the year that we'll do devotionals together as a family. And, like, especially during Advent, you know, the time before Christmas is we'll gather around and I'll do, you know, a certain devotional that we're studying, and we'll have, you know, some scripture readings and then some food for thought and things like that. But in the summer, it is so amazing to have, you know, some time where we can just kick back. I know some of you listening are saying, well, I homeschool all year round. But even if we, at the times that we did homeschool all year round, there were a couple of years that we did that. I still homeschooled with the idea that it was summertime. So I incorporated either some studies on oceanography or on the Space Center, and we'd go take a field trip and go visit the Space Center, which is here in Florida in Titusville, and we did some things like that. So with the summer reading, Meredith, you were sharing before we went on live, and that was one of the things I had to say, hold on, because I want to share, I want you to get this on, get on the recording. But you were sharing, you know, your philosophy of summer, that it should be a time, especially if you're an older kid and you've got, you know, your mom and dad have given you this, you know, required list. I've got two that are in college now, and I still have a required summer reading list because they don't have one in their school, thankfully. So I can have them read some, like, whether it's a Christian historic novel or it's, you know, a Christian novel, like C.S. Lewis, I believe is a must read for all high school students. And mine, I've got, my youngest is dual enrolled. So, you know, I said to him, I said, you're still in high school. And there's a couple of books that Annie did not finish reading as a high school student. So, you know, just stuff like that I want them to read, but then also books that they can read. And I know my daughter went to the library today, so who knows what she came back with. But yeah, let's talk about that. You know, summer is a time where the kids can maybe select something that they're interested in, and you were sharing with me about that before we went on the air today.
Okay. Well, I always think of summer as a time to read those fun books that you never have time to read. And when I talk about, you know, I'm talking about parents all the way down to little ones, because, you know, the whole family reads. And one of the genres that we love in our house is mysteries. And so by the time my kids hit middle school, you know, they've usually grown up and read a million of the little mysteries for younger kids, like the Cooper Kids series and the Three Cousin Detectives, and, you know. So here they are in middle school, and they're still liking mysteries. And so, and I still like mysteries. So summer is a really fun time to read murder mysteries. But if you love them, and, you know, there's a lot of mysteries that are out now, but if you really want to read some good ones, you want to go back to the 1930s, which was called the golden age of murder mysteries. And for the cozy mystery, you know, usually set somewhere in England, and Agatha Christie and Dorothy Sayers and Sherlock Holmes and Nagio Marsh. And so we get back to those books, and it's really quite fun. And one of the things that we enjoy doing is reading books and then telling each other about them, and not because, oh, it's some kind of school subject, but just because we love to read and enjoy that. And another fun thing to do is to make a list of, like, all the classic books, and then check off all the books you've already read, and then look at the list of books that are left which you can find that, you know, those classic book lists on my website, and then say, hey, let's read some of those books we've never read yet. And it might be a classic book for younger kids like Little Women, or it might be an Elsie book, or it might be Anne of Green Gables. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a difficult book, but it might be Robert Louis Stevenson. Maybe you never read Treasure Island, or maybe you never read The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And so there's so many books that you think, oh, I've never read that book, but I've always wanted to read that book. And the summer is a great time to read those books. And my son surprised me because, I mean, my son, I would basically have to say, you cannot eat until you read a chapter in that book. You know, he was a very slow reader, and he was my math guy, my science guy. But all of a sudden, in high school, he began to really love to read. And one of the books that he decided to read one summer, believe it or not, was The Three Musketeers. And The Count of Monte Cristo, that was it. And I thought, oh my goodness, that's a big goal, because it was a really long book. And then because he was reading it, some of his friends wanted to be reading it. And then the third type of book to think about reading for the summer would be inspirational books. And we, a lot of times when one person reads a book and they really, really like it, someone else wants to read the book. So books have gone through our house. Like one of the books that has gone through our house is the one by Brother Andrew, God's Smuggler, about smuggling Bibles during the Cold War into behind the Iron Curtain. And so, you know, that kind of started as one person reading it, and then it sort of spread around. And another book that just happened like that is called The Normal Christian Life by Watchman Nee. My son-in-law started reading it. Next thing I know, his mom and I are reading it. All my kids are reading it. My husband's reading it. Some other people are reading it. You know, because when a book affects you, you want to read it. And years ago, the Frank Peretti, This Present Darkness, read it, and everyone was reading it. So what's fun about that is it's just a natural thing. It's not, you know, it's not something that you're cramming down someone's throat, but it's really fun when everyone is liking something so much that they read that it inspires other people to read too. So I think summer is a great time to have a lot of freedom to, you know, definitely read, and don't read twaddle stuff that, you know, is like making your IQ drop as you read it, but read things that are good reading. Because one of the things I've noticed is people who don't like to read, especially boys, and then you give them like some R.M. Ballantyne or some Robert Louis Stevenson or some of Howard Pyle books, and all of a sudden they love to read because they're caught up in this adventure. And a good story is ageless and timeless. So even adults can go back and they can read Strawberry Girl by Lois Lunsky and say, oh, I love this book. And it's not because it's written for adults, but because it's just a good story and it's interesting and fun to read.
Very good. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be sharing with you more things to make your summer reading fun. We'll be right back.
Powerline Productions wants to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus. Because of this, we offer a wide variety of books and ebooks about homeschooling, homeschool classes, and Bible study workshops like Real Men Build. Pastor Mike and Meredith Curtis, along with their daughter Katie Beth Curtis, have written this comprehensive Bible study to help men of all ages grow in leadership in the home, in the church, and in the world. Learn more at powerlineprod.com. That's powerlineprod.com. Powerline Productions, being world changers, raising world changers.
Hey everyone, Felice Gerwitz here, and I want to share with you something that is dearer to my heart, and that is saving you money. Can you use encouragement for your homeschool journey? Have you been searching for an online learning program designed to ground your family in a Christian worldview? Well, now you can at MediaAngelsMembership.com. Our affordable membership packages fit your budget and busy life. Now you can access customized membership packages for your homeschooling family from the extensive Media Angels library of books, classes, and Bible studies. You may select the ebook bundle, the creation bundle, the premium bundle, or the forever bundle. Each bundled set will save you vast amounts of money. Our packages begin at less than $10, and you can use it for the whole family. So go to MediaAngelsMembership.com for more information. That's MediaAngelsMembership.com. You'll be glad you did.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz. With me on the line is Meredith Curtis, and Meredith and I have been sharing some of the best books for summer reading and just some ideas of getting your kids to read. This is podcast 207, and you can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. And what we'd like to ask you to do is to go and give us a rating on iTunes or on your podcast app if you're listening on the phone, or just even on our website. You can actually comment on all of our posts where our show notes are and where the audios reside. And yes, you can even download this podcast if you'd like to listen to it later. So, you know, Meredith, in talking about reading, one of the things that I did when my kids were younger is to set up some, you know, really cozy little areas with beanbags and things like that where they could have a little place to read. And of course, they mostly were flopping on their bed to read. But even my grandkids will come over now and they'll, you know, find a place underneath a desk or something like that, and I'll see them with books. And I think one of the best things you can do through the years is to start collecting a library of books. And I know I had some of my beloved Trixie Belden, which is
yes.
a series that is, yeah, if you have those books, they've been read by the boys, by the girls. Other than volume 13, which I remember, has a little thing about they found an evolutionary fish. Other than
yes,
that,
I remember that too.
Remember that
oh my goodness! One? Yes.
Yeah. So, so that was the one book that, of course, we discussed. But I love those books so much, and I think I liked Trixie so much because she was a lot like I am, and. I always thought that I was like Trixie, but I met a friend years later, and she's one of the editors, Susan Marlowe. I actually published her book, Reach for the Stars. It's a book on writing a novel, and it's really a fun workbook that your kids can work through. But Susan told me that, no, I was not Trixie, that she was, and I was I can't even remember the other girl in the book, one of her best friends. Oh, Di. I was Di. And I always thought Di was just beautiful, but because I have dark hair, you know, but I didn't think I was her because she was always a lady. And I was more like Trixie didn't like, wanted to be doing anything but the cleaning and everything. The other books I had were the series like Nancy Drew. And it's funny because none
yes.
of my kids really liked them as much as I did. I know.
Thanks.
And the same thing with Hardy Boys. Well, I think because they were, I know, and the Bobbsey Twins. I mean, we have most of those series still, and I'm hoping the grandkids will like them better. And I think because for some, they didn't give it enough of a chance, and they said they were dated. With Nancy Drew, what they didn't like was something that would really make me irritated is she always got caught. And it was just, you know, because she was fearless. And, you know, we hear that noise in the basement. There's no way I'm going down there. I'm calling 911. You know, of course,
right.
Now we have cell phones. But, you know, she just would do that and just go. And there's one series that I cannot remember for the life of me. In fact, as we've been talking, I've been looking at it, trying to look it up online. But it's funny because when I was pregnant with my first child, I actually bought this book for my baby that wasn't even going to be born yet or be able to read until he was like in third grade. And what it was a short story that you had to, like, this kid always knew the answer. And he was, saw these mysteries. You never knew the answer. I never knew the answer. And the answer was at the back of the book. And then when you looked at it, you were like, oh, yeah. Well, of course.
Oh, Encyclopedia Brown.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah. So I have it on the shelf in the other room, and I didn't want to go look in there. But like I said, one of the best things you can do is set up these little libraries. And if you do, you won't believe the impact to your child. We recently, I was visiting my cousins in New York, and I got to visit with seven of them, and we just had the best time. It was only for a day, and it was on Mother's Day, and I was with my daughter. We're on our way coming home from college, but we went up to New York instead of down to Florida. But it was so great because one of my, she's actually the oldest cousin in the family. And I was sharing with her, she was a college professor. She taught French, interesting for a girl who was born into an Italian family. But she was a college professor, and I remember her saying to me, do you like to read? And I think I was like in second or third grade, and I said, no, I hate to read. And she looked at me, and we were at, you know, like a family event, usually eating at somebody's house on a Sunday. And she just looked at my mother and said, I'm going to be picking her up next Saturday, and I'm taking her to the store. And I looked forward to that the whole week. And she took me to a store, and it was almost like it was a department store, because I remember we went upstairs on the escalator and we went to the book section, and she, by sheer number, I mean, my mouth was open, I'm sure, and she didn't notice it at all, but it was like Rebecca Stony Brook Farms, and it was one of the Trixie Belden books, and like one of the Strawberry Girl, one of her all-time favorites, you know, like she kept pulling more and more. And by the time we left, there were 10 or 12 books.
Oh,
and I
wow.
just looked at her and I thought, you know, how much is this going to cost you? You know, isn't like even as a little kid. And I'm sitting there, my arms are bulging. And then finally she's like, oh, let me help you with that. And like we sat down on the floor and we, you know, looked through books. Well, she bought me all of these books and I was sharing that with her. And she looked at me and she had no recollection of it. You know, she's in her 70s now. And she said, so then that means that I had a part in what you do for a living, because I'm an author and a publisher. And I said, Agatha, yes, you are. And but see, to her, it didn't make the impact that it made on me. And I became an avid reader from that point onward.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know the impact, you know, with children by, you know, taking them, you know, to the bookstore and maybe having that be a treat, you know, because we go to the library all the time. But to be able to go into a bookstore, there aren't as many of them anymore, are there, Meredith?
No, there really aren't.
You know, you can join the clubs, right?
Right. It is so thrilling to walk into a bookstore. It's so thrilling to have your own library, too. And I can't stress enough of buying, you know, we spend so much money on curriculum, but really we should spend most of our money on good books
mm-hmm.
that will last, that one day our grandchildren will come over and pick up and want to read, because that makes a lasting impression to know that you can pull an old friend off the shelf and read it again.
Right. So I think that, you know, there are so many little things that you can do, and you can be an impact on your children. And you just don't know what kind of impact you'll be. And I know my kids all love their first library card. In fact, my son just recently got another one because he couldn't stand looking at his signature on the back of the, you know, when he really couldn't write his name well. And he was just like, okay, enough of this. And when he went in there, they said, oh, you still, because now it's all digital, so you can just plug in the numbers. And they're like, these cards don't even work if you're trying to scan them. But my kids have memorized the number, and they use the scanning machines, you know, and just put in their number. But, yeah, so he just recently got one, and now you can put them on a, you know, keychain and all kinds of things that they have that we didn't have before. But the kids love that, to have their own card and to be responsible for their own books. And I think every homeschooler knows the librarian, or they know us, because we frequent the library so much. So it's always
yes.
a a fun thing with our kids. Well, Meredith, thank you so much for coming on with me today and sharing some of your favorite books and, you know, just a way to jumpstart our kids' reading. And it's always so much fun to talk to you about things like this.
Oh, thank you for having me. That definitely is something we share in common, is our love for books. So
yes,
it's always fun to visit, and happy reading to everyone.
Yes, I agree. And then visit us at the website at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, podcast 207, where we'll have links to Meredith's reading list as well as her website and all of the books that we recommended. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.